Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shmini, the eighth Perek in the Rambam Silchas Yisrabiyah, the Laws of Forbidden Relations, in the Sefer Kedusha, which we're discussing specifically here in these Perakim, the Erva known as Nida. And we're discussing in this Perek that of establishing her vest, her expected period when we are expecting her to have the Dam Nida, which is called Kviyas HaVest, and also regarding what happens when she doesn't know exactly when that is. So in Halacha, after Rambam opens up regarding creating a vest, in a set timing, which specifically is known as the vest of Haflagus, which there's an exact amount of days that usually go from one time to the next. She always has the period on that time, which is then we know and we don't suspect any other time, we actually suspect that it's going to happen then, known as vest. So says the Rambam, Yesh Isha Shesh Lo Vestes. You have women that have a set time for that period. Yesh Isha Shein Lo Vestes. You have women that don't have a set time for that period. Ella, rather, like Targish Ba'atzma Atshiyatzadam. She doesn't realize that, she doesn't sense in herself that she's having a period, having her menses, Atshiyatzadam, until the blood's coming out. Ve'en Le'yim Kabul Riyasa, and she doesn't have a set time for when she has this discharge known as menstruation. Now, says Ramam, V'zeu Shiesh Lo'Veses, he, and the woman who has a set time for her period, she is Shiesh Lo'Yim Kabul, where she has a set day when, of interval, when she has her period. Either every 20 days, or every 24th day, or less or more. But the point is that as clockwork, she has on every 30th day, she has that period. Now, Alocha Beis. Mekaydim Shev Adam. Now, before the blood comes, Targush Ba'atma, she senses in herself, in her physiological body, that she's getting a period. Either mefahekes, she yawns, or mesateshes, or she sneezes, or vecheshes, precreso, or she feels a sensory or anxiety, something in the opening of her stomach, vishipuli me'eha, or in the lower part of her intestines, vistamar saras besara, or her hair stands on edge, or yechem besara, or her flesh is warm, or things that are similar to this, which is that she has her head feels heavy, she shakes, and she has one of these symptomatic periods or something, one of them, on a designated time from the day of her period, where she has these symptoms that are letting her know that, okay, this is the menses is going to begin. Halacha Gimel. Kvar Biyarna says, Ram already explained previously in Perek Da Halacha Tezayin, Shakoli Shesha in Love Vestas. So we're describing these two types of women. There's a woman who, clockwork, she has a vestas, a vest kavua, as we call it. Then you have a woman who doesn't have a vest, it's random and she doesn't really know when it's happening. The woman who has it, generally she knows, she feels it in her body and it happens like clockwork. So says the Rama, a fundamental difference we already explained regarding these two types of categories. Shkalisha Shein Leves is a woman who does not have a set time for a period. Asul Shamish Achetiv Degas Matchila. The Rambam holds it's forbidden to have relations until she first checks herself, because you don't know at any time she could be in Nida, and it's forbidden to have relations with a Nida. Now, Vishyesh Leves is if she has a set time for a period, then Asul Shamish Becholayin Saves is then forbidden for her only to have relations at the time of her expected period. So let's say Invest Abayim. Let's say her every 20 days. Like clockwork, she gets it, and it's during the daytime. That's called the oina of the vest. It's forbidden to have relations that whole daytime, but it's only during the daytime hours. The investable ayla, if let's say the expected period is every 20th day, it happens usually at nighttime. It's forbidden to have relations that whole nighttime. And from the beginning of the day of the expected period, so then, as the Rambam explains, that he holds, as we explained in Perek Zayin, previous Perek, that it's a continuous cycle of 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. So again, that period, it continues, is from when you count the days of the Nida, which are 7 days, and the days of Ziva, which are 11 days, and that is a continuous cycle of her period, which she continuously has this cycle. Now, in the commentaries explain and try to figure that out exactly how, according to the Rambam, does that work? How do you have the woman's own cycle, which obviously might not be matching up to those 18 days? But that's what the Rambam says, that begins it and continues continuously for the 18 days, and that goes on and on and on. And on the time of that vest, which is when we expect her to have it, which is that interval, that is also, it's forbidden during that Oinas HaVest. Halacha Dalad Rambam continues regarding, so how do we establish a vest? It's a critical difference between these two types of women, between the one who has a set period and the one that doesn't. So in Halacha Dalad says Rambam, Lefikach, therefore, Tzriches HaNoshim Lizor B'Vasasis, the women have to be very careful with their cycles, until she knows precisely the day and the hour that is established as her cycle. Let's say it was normal for her to see on the 20th day. Now comes the 20th day and she doesn't have a discharge. Now day 23, she's delayed in getting her period 3 days. On day 23, she has a discharge. So here, so now in the next time around, which is going in intervals. So next time, after she gets a period, 20 and 23 days later, she's going to be forbidden, 20th day because she never uprooted her vest kavua 3 times, and the 23rd is because since last time she didn't see day 20, we're concerned that maybe now, which is called the vest she'en de kavua, maybe she's establishing a new vest, maybe her body is changing, maybe she's going to start seeing day 23. And so to the second time, as the Rambam says, let's say 2 times in a row, instead of seeing her regular clockwork day 20, she sees day 23. And she didn't have a discharge on day 20. They're still both going to be prohibited because day 20, which was always her set cycle, wasn't uprooted yet 3 times, only 2 times. And the day 23 was not established as a set cycle yet because it takes 3 times to create a chazak, and it was only 2 times. But let's say a 3rd time in a row, the interval is 23 days and not, she didn't see on day 20. Oh, then Tarya Mesrim, then day 20 has been purified from being considered as a vest. The Nekra vest is Lim Shleish Vest. Now the cycle, her expected period has been uprooted to now be day 23. As the Rambam explains, She'ini Shekavais Vest, a woman does not establish a set period or cycle until she establishes 3 times. And so too in creating, and also Beinim Taharis from that vest. And she does not purify herself from an expected period until it gets uprooted 3 times. Now Halacha Hey. Now, kol vestes shenikba machmas oynis, any establishment of a cycle that happens because of something beyond a person's control, some extraneous reason, a fellow rasa become a problem, even if she sees many times because of that oynis, any vestes, although it's more than 3 times, not going to establish as a cycle. The reason why she's seeing it because of that extraneous cause, and that's what's causing it, but it's not going to be establishing as a vest, because it's not inherent in the woman's own cycle in her body. It's something else that's causing it to come on. As Rama explains, kavtsa b'rasa, let's say a woman jumps, which is an extreme oinus on the body, and she has a discharge. Kavtsa b'rasa, again another time she jumps a different time, and she sees again. Kavala vest liyam b'likvitas. No, she ends up establishing whatever cycle is going to be according to the days, not regarding the jumps. Because again, that's an oinus, and we don't pertain to that oinus as having the ability to create a pattern in the woman's body. As Rama says, case at house. Let's say kavtsa b'echad b'shabbos v'rasa dam. Let's say she jumps on a Sunday. Sunday she's doing her exercise class. She jumps and v'rasa dam, and she has a discharge of blood. Now la'acha esim yoyim, 20 days later, 3 weeks later, kavtsa b'echad b'shabbos v'rasa dam. She jumps again on a Sunday and again she has a discharge of blood. Again, that exercise class every 3 weeks, she sees dam. Now, 3rd time around, la'acha tisha aser. 19 days later, kavtsa b'yom haShabbos, it was a Shabbos and she jumped. V'loy rasa dam, she did not have a discharge of blood. V'la'acha Shabbos rasa b'likvitsa, then after Shabbos, she had a discharge without jumping. Says the Ram, hari nikfe echad b'Shabbos acha esrim. So now, this was 3 Sundays in a row of intervals of 20 days, so it's being established on the Sunday after every 20 days. Shari noida shayim garam lo leris, because obviously here we see that it's the day that's causing, and not the jumping, because on the last Sunday, she saw without jumping, and the Shabbos right before that, she jumped and she didn't see. So obviously, what we're establishing here is not because of the oinus. If it was the oinus, then she wouldn't have any vest, because the oinus cannot cause it. But we see here that it obviously was not the oinus, because the 3rd time around, she jumped and didn't see, and then the day later, she saw without jumping. So therefore, so this day, this Sunday, which is after intervals of 20 days, has been established 3 times. And again, the jumping we see was not the cause, because again, if jumping was the cause, she wouldn't have any vest, because you cannot establish, according to the Rambam, a vest based on
an oinus.
Is there anything like this? You have to be able to discern what is the primary cause of what's causing it. We follow exactly that variable that goes the distance to three times. And again, but if it's because of an oinus, that says the Ram that cannot cause and create a vest. Up until now, we're speaking about a vest haflago, which is a vest based on the interval of from one period to the next period. Now, Halacha Vav, the Ram established what's called a vest hachaydish, which is a different type of a cycle based on the lunar, which is really how a woman's body often mirrors the day of the month. And that's why women have the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. There's a lot of different ideas related to how the woman parallels that of the moon. So, says Ram Halacha Vav, Rasu Yom Chamisha Asa B'Chodesh. Let's say she has a discharge on the 15th of the month. And V'Yom Shisha Asa B'Chodesh Al Achav. Now, the Ram is not even saying a regular Vest HaChodesh right now. He's actually saying a complex Vest HaChodesh, which is in combination with a certain pattern. So she sees the 15th of this month, V'yim Shisha Asa B'Chodesh Shalachem, and then the 16th of the next month, V'yim Shiva Asa B'Chodesh Shalachem, and then the 17th of the month after that. So as you can see, we're going up a day by every month, V'yim Shmana Asa B'Chodesh Shalachem, and then the 18th of the month after that, Harikavala Vestis Ladilik. So she has established now a pattern of a cycle which jumps, meaning that means to say that the next month, what you have to be concerned for the Vest HaChodesh is actually the 19th of the month. Because that's how the pattern's been going. And she established already a pattern of three times of this type of a jump. Now, B'Chodesh Revi'i V'Rasa B'Yom Shiva Asa, but let's say it happens, and that's why it's important to understand why we need that many times, because we have to have that gap to be that amount of times, which is jumping. Not enough those days itself, but actually the intervals in between them. Now, let's say B'Chodesh Revi'i V'Rasa B'Yom Shiva Asa. Let's say the fourth month actually came around, and instead of seeing on day 18 as we described it, she actually saw on day 17, which was the same day of the month she saw the third time. Oh, so then Adayin Loi Nikbalov Vestis. Then she would not have established yet a cycle, because for Dilug, you didn't have three times, because you only jumped two times, although you already had three discharges. But we're talking about three Dilugim to have, and that you only had two times. And also, day 17, you only saw two times in 2 months. So she doesn't yet have any pattern yet, neither one of those. Now, so therefore says Ram, Chol Yom Shirasa Boy, so whatever day it is that she saw, which in our case we're talking about is the 17th of the month, that's the day of the month that you have to be concerned for the next month, because you might see it a third time and establish a vessel. Like we say in general, by a vessel in the Kavua, you have to be concerned that maybe you're establishing here a pattern over here. But regarding the first 2 days, which is the 15th and the 16th, from the month before and the month before that, that was already uprooted when she saw on day 17. The only thing we would think was maybe it's going to be establishing a jump from 15 to 16, 16 to 17, 17 to 18, and then you'll have the 19th. But here, where you saw two times in a row 17, so then you could turn for 17 in the following month. Now, but once it reaches the next month, and you don't see on day 17, so that day has been purified from being as a cycle, because you don't have to uproot a vessel three times, only that which is what's called a vessel kibbutz has been established three times. He only saw two times on day 17, you don't have to wait more than uprooting it one time. Halacha zayin. Let's say her custom was, meaning what we call a Ves Kavur, she would always see on the 15th day. Now, now she changed to the 16th. Shnei Asurim, both are going to be forbidden. Like we say, one's a Ves Kavur, which you need three times to uproot, and the other one, which even though you saw it only one time, this is called a Ves Shnei Kavur. You might be establishing a new pattern over here because you deviate of what you normally do. So you have to be concerned for both. Shinsel Shiva Asur, let's say the following time she changed it to day 17. So the 16th day is permitted because you only need to uproot it one time because it wasn't a Vest Kavua. But Vanessa Shiva Asr, now the new one becomes forbidden, the 17th, because you might be establishing that day. But Chamisha Asr Bisuraimit, day 15 is still forbidden because that was a Vest Kavua and you only uprooted it two times. Now, Shins Lishmain Asr, but let's say you change now to day 18. So now she just established a Vestis Ladilug. She jumped three times. 15 to 16, 16 to 17, 17 to 18, you did it three times. So now you just uprooted day 15 from its Ves Kavua, and Vahutra Kulam, everything you had up until now is permitted, and now you have to be concerned for the next month for day 19. Halacha Ches, Hayadaka Lirsi Yemesim. Let's say her norm was she would always see day 20. V'shinsli yom shnayim be'esen, now she changed to day 22. So shnei masurim, both are now forbidden, as we said before. Higi la'asim alay rasa, let's say she reached day 20, and she didn't have a discharge. Shnayim be'esen rasa, reached day 22, and she did have a discharge. Again, adayin shnei masurim, still both are forbidden. Day 20, you only uprooted two times, and day 22, you only established two times. Let's say the third time around, she now goes back, and she actually by day 20, which was her old way, she ends up having discharge on day 20. Ah, tariyim shnayim be'esem. So day 22 has been purified because shari chazul levesta kavua. She went back to her original vesis because she didn't uproot it yet three times. V'nekar shnayim be'esem, and she has uprooted day 22. Mem nishalei nikbar shalosh pamim. It wasn't established three times. All it takes is one time to uproot it. Now, Halacha says the Rambam continues regarding the days of establishing. What days can you actually establish a vesis, kavua, to establish a pattern? As the Rambam says, "In isha kavas la vesis b'toychi mei nidasa shirasa ben." During the days of anida that a woman had a discharge, which again, the Rambam shita is that days of nida and ziva, they follow. It's a cycle, 7-11, 7-11 for the rest of a woman's life until something else, three different types of unique exemptions. But if let's say she was a nida, which in Talmudic law is just seeing one day, but for the next of the 7 days, we're expecting you to have dam. In other words, you're tummy for those 7 days automatically. Let's say in day four, or one day during those 7 days, you cannot establish a set pattern because having seen a day which matches up with some other days during those days of Yemei Nida. Because as Rambam says, Kimin Shirasa Yemechad, once she saw already one day in those days of Nida, which makes her into Nida, the rest of the 7 days, you cannot go ahead and establish a pattern based on having seen during one of those days of Yemei Nida, because we're expecting. It's not like, oh, it came on its own because this is part of a different pattern. You can't have that algorithm. It's simply because she's in Nida. Same thing is a woman cannot establish a vesis at any point in time during her Ziva days, which those are the 11 days after the days of Nida, because I'm not expecting, it's an anomaly, and that's why the days of Ziva are different and unique from the days of Nida. You can't establish a pattern then. Avol kavasi vesis, but when could a woman then establish a pattern? In the days of the Nida, which again, the Rambam's, what he calls days of Nida, are just numbers, halachic numbers, which is a pattern unrelated to the woman, actually what's going on, but it started the cycle and never stops. If during those days of Nida, which she didn't have any discharge yet, and now she sees, oh, boom, that's why is your body doing that? Oh, that's a part of a cycle that we could create a vessel based on that. Now, but says Rama, "Vemnik below vessels be meziva." So let's say she does establish a pattern during her days of ziva, which although it's okay, so to speak, coincidental because not expecting it, you cannot create a vessel kavua. But harizu cheshes levesta. But she does have to be concerned for this pattern, as Rama is going to explain in the next halacha. So you have to be concerned for it. Now, v'chol vessels shakava be mezivasa. Now, any cycle that she establishes during her days of Ziva, meaning even if it was three times, but in Nekra Philip Hamachas, if it gets uprooted even just one time, since it's not creating really a Vest Kavua Halacha, so Nekra, it'll get uprooted. It doesn't have to be uprooted three times. Shecheskes Dama Mesulak and Him Liyamele, because the Ram explains a woman is really in the presumption of being removed from blood during these days, and that's why she cannot create a Vest Kavua during the days of a Ziva. And therefore, okay, you see three times, okay, we'll be concerned for this, but not more than one time, and because we're not really presuming that a woman will have a cycle during these days. Now, halacha yud, which we mentioned in the previous halacha, the Rambam clarifies, says, ketzed cheshesh leves, how are we concerned for the vest during the days of Ziva? So he says, imrasa dam beves zu, if she sees blood during this cycle, which is after three times that she saw the same cycle during her days of Ziva. So, afil yamechad, even if she has a discharge just one day, teshev l'nid, which usually that's when you're during the days of Ziva, you're not really, you're just a shemeres yalim. But here, teshev l'nidasa misafik. Here she's going to have to treat herself as a nida out of doubt. So, like we're saying, although in the days of Ziva, you're not creating a vest kavua, but you have to be concerned for the vest. In other words, we put on her two stringencies. That of the stringency of a nida, where she's tummy for 7 days, even with just one discharge, and the stringency of a ziva, where she has to have shiv in the kiyam if she does see for 3 days. So here, we're going to treat her out of doubt like a nida. So asur l'shamash b'yisayim, she forbidden to have relations that day, even if she didn't have a discharge, which is that halacha that we always have by the time period which is near a vest, like by a nida, we're like, oh, you usually get it on that day. So then, okay, we're going to treat you as that concern. It will be cheshashesh for the vest. And even though she didn't see on the other days of the vest, but we're going to be concerned for this vest. Now, if she has a discharge for 3 days, okay, and she's during the days of Ziva now, so we put on the stringency of a Zava, because the first, this vest is during the days of Ziva, so Hareza Zava, so then she'd be a Zava, which again requires the halacha of a Zava G'dayla, which is Shevin Nekim, and so on and so forth. So we're going to be concerned for this vest, so we're going to say that she's forbidden to have relations on that day. And on the other hand, she's still during the days of Ziva, which again, we're not expecting it, and therefore if she does see 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava G'dayla. Halachi Rav Duram continues regarding the requirement of doing bedikas, of internal examinations, during the woman's cycle as it relates to the concern of becoming a nida. As Ram says, Halachi Rav, kol ishta shemar b'livdik asmatam. And Ram says in general, any woman that increases her internal examinations constantly, harizim b'shabachas, that's praiseworthy, because the afa b'shish l'vesa kavu, and we're talking about even the woman has established cycle, it's possible that blood's going to come not at the time of her normal cycle, and we want to make sure that she's not a nida, which has consequences in halacha. Now, v'chalachar asayim shel yimei zivasan, all the 11 days of her ziva, there to the contrary, harib bahem b'cheskes tahar, there she always has a presumption that she is tahar, and ve'en etzricha b'dika, and we said this previously because we presume that the blood is not here, as Ram said halacha tes. So therefore, ve'en etzricha b'dika, she does not require internal examination. But after those 11 days, then you start resuming again the way the Rama learns the days of Nida automatically. So to live the, then you would have to check. And again, like we said, the more a woman checks, the more praiseworthy she is. Now, halachi yad beis. Shachav alei batka. Let's say a woman forgotten, she didn't do an internal examination. So bein be'enis bein mirasim, whether it was beyond her control or willingly that she didn't check. Hariza b'ches k'tar, we presume that she's tar. Achativtik v'timotzi t'mei, until she checks, and we find her to be tamei. Because we don't presume that the woman had a discharge of blood. Now, halach yad gimel. Ha'isha shalei batka asma mishas vesta. So that's talking about not during the time of her vest. Let's say a woman didn't check herself at the time of we expect her period to come. Ulachi yamen batka matzah tamei. And then days later, she's like, oh my, I had a vest. I had a time when I expected I was supposed to see dam. But days later, she checks and she finds that she is tamei, that she has a flow of blood. So, although retroactively we say that there is a halacha of tumah here going back to the day of when we expect her period, because we say erich bezman libo, that the guest comes at his designated time, she probably got a period that day. Like we can explain in the context of the laws of tumah and tahara, which is in Perek Gimel from Hilchos Mishkan b'Meishav Halacha Hey, which, like we say, Nida always has two halachas. There's that of tumah and tahara, which is regarding which we don't have today's times and times of the base of Migdash of Tumah and Tahara. And then there's regarding Isser, regarding prohibitory law, regarding why we bring over here Hilchos Isurabiyah, a woman, forget about the laws of Tumah, is forbidden to her husband. So although for the laws of Tumah we say that's retroactive, but Hareza in the Matamas Boyle Mafreya, but even in the context of Tumah, she's not going to make the man who had relations with her retroactively Tumah, which the one who has relations with Anita, he's also Tumah 7 days. Here we're lenient because the whole halacha v'sasas of the expected period is only rabbinic law. So we're not going to say he's tummy retroactive because, oh, he had relations during those times and we see we're making her tummy retroactively. Additionally, she only starts counting her days of tumma, her cycle of nida, only from when we actually find the blood, not retroactive of when the vest was. Now, if she finds the days later that after the vest, she checks it and she finds she doesn't have a flow of blood, then she remains with her chazaka, because we never saw that there was blood, she remains with her chazaka that she was tar all along. And again, we don't presume that it was there and now it's not there anymore, the discharge of blood. So to a woman that if she has a discharge of blood because of a uterine wound, a wound that she has in the uterus, so Ava Bisharasa Bashas Vesta, even if she has a discharge of blood during the time of her expected period, still he tires, she's going to be considered tar because we make it dependent on the wound. And Vahadam Tar, the blood's also going to be tar because it's not Tamnida, it's a wound, and therefore it's not uterine blood. meaning from the loss of conception, and therefore it's not going to be tamei. As Rambam explains, for the reason for these two halachas, the last two halachas, shabasalsim and devreim, because the law of vest is rabbinic. In other words, this that require bedika, because we say, oh, we presume that she's having a discharge in the day of her cycle, that's rabbinic, because biblically we're not concerned, and therefore if she doesn't check, she's going to remain tar. So if she has a wound, again, we're going to make it tali on the wound, and when say she's not tami. Like we explained in the laws of contaminating of the bed and on the couch, which is when the nida, when the zava sits on the couch, it becomes tamei, which Rambam explains over the Perigim halacha test. That these halachas of asasas are rabbinic. Halacha test vav. Now, suma, we're talking about the bedikas that a woman should make. So a blind woman by dekas atzma, she could do her own internal examination. But amar lo chaverta, she shows it to a friend to see if there's blood or not, because she obviously cannot see. Now, avalachareshes vashaita, but a deaf-mute woman and a mentally deranged woman, tzriches, pikches, livdik, oisan, they need intelligent women to inspect them. Likvaylin basasas, and that they should establish for them their calendrical cycles. And then the permitted to them, they can't do the bedikas themselves. Now look at the Zayin, the Rambam continues. Now what do you do if the woman doesn't know what her cycle is and how to fix that? And this is what's known as Pesach Nida, from the more difficult in Masechtas Kidim, the different discussions about what do you do when the confusion of a woman's Nida cycle. Says Ram Halacha Design, Kal Isha Sha Ta'asa, any woman that makes an error, V'lo Yada Eiz Vesta, and she doesn't know the time of her period, of her cycle, V'rosa Dam, and she has a discharge of blood, so Cheshesh L'Zivus, and that's actually the source for our Halacha, why we treat all our women like Suffolk Zivus. We're concerned that it's very hard to calculate precisely the calendar, but says Ram, let's say a woman, even in Talmudic time, that a woman just didn't know what her cycle is, and then she has discharge of blood. So cheshesh l'ziva, she has to be concerned, out of doubt, maybe she's a zava, and also, maybe she's a nida. L'vigir, therefore. And rasa yemech, if she has a discharge for a day or two, so yeshevas tashlim shevas, so she has to sit out the completion of the 7 days, because shemadam is a bebein nidasi. Maybe it's coming during the days of nida, where it doesn't make a difference how many days you see, it's just you got to ride out 7 days that you're automatically in nida. Now, v'rasa shleishayam, but let's say she had a discharge of 3 days, oh, now you're entering the realm of you're possibly a zava, gedayla. So, sefer shivas yom nikiyim. Not only do you have to write out 7 days, you have to make sure you have 7 clean days. Shemit b'mei zivasim. This may be the discharge of the 3 days. We're doing the days of ziva. And you don't know. You got confused. What's your calendar? Halacha yitzayin. Now, b'keitzidi yais l'sak investin. Now, so, okay, we obviously realize that could be a big mistake. So what does a woman do to fix her cycles, that to start over the cycle of the 8 days, which is 7 days nida and 11 days of ziva, which is really supposed to start from the first period the girl happened, but she was negligent and she doesn't know. How do they fix it? Velayde, to know, if she's a definitive zava, a sveg zava, or a doubtful zava, velayde mezivasa, that she can know the days of her ziva from here on. It says, Ram hakulafi yam shatirben, that goes all according to the amount of days that she's going to have a discharge, so that how we could reset it. As Rambam says, Kate said, how so? So Rasa Yemech Rishnaim, if the woman saw, and we don't know, she forgot, she lost her calendar, she doesn't know, I don't know. So starting from this point on, Rasa Yemech Rishnaim, now this period, if she sees for a day or two, so what you do is like this, Mashlemes Alein HaShiba, you complete the 7 days, again, because maybe this is during the days of Nida, which you have an automatic 7 days, even if you saw only one time for one drop, you got to wait 7 days. And Vatash Chalimnais, Ha'achat Asayim, HaShiba, then you start counting the 11 days of Ziva after those 7 days, and then after those 18 days, you're going to start over, go back again to the days of Nida. Because a woman who makes an error, we don't want her to be stuck forever in this loop. We have no clue what's going on with her. So the Chachamim made her like a woman who uprooted her vest, and that she's starting like as if a new vest. And that's where you start the count again. Now, halacha yitches, let's say Rasa Shleishyam. That was if she saw a discharge this period 1 to 2 days. Let's say she had a discharge for 3 days. Oh, her is a Safek Zava. Again, we didn't reset her yet. Now is the time where we're not sure what's going on with her. So she's a Safek Zava. Shemi Yemechad Mehem Kod Midas. And now, at the same time, maybe one of these days is before the days of Nida. Let's say the last day of the days of Ziva. Ushnaim Bethchel is a Nida. And two are from the days of the beginning of Nida. So she might be a Zava because she saw 3 days. She might be a Nida. Pchen Rasa Arba. So the same thing applies. Let's say she had a discharge of 4 days. Shemeshnaim Kodim Nida, maybe the first two are from the last days of Ziva, which is before the Nida days. Ushnaim Etchil is Nida. And two are from the beginning of Nida, which, again, that means you didn't become a Zava Gedailam. So what she has to do is v'yeshevas chamisha tashma mimeni. So she got to sit out the remaining 5 days to supplement the two days. That's the most that she's from the days of nida, because if it's not, and that there's 3 days from zava, then she was a zava, and anyway she would have to have shivin nikiyim. But the most that you're gonna have to ride out to be for the days of nida, out of doubt, then maybe the days of nida were only after the first or second discharge, and she's a nida, so you should ride out the next 5 days as days of nida, and then the achad osi me ziva achar chamisha, and then after those 5 days, then she has the 11 days of ziva, and again that's how we resetting the cycle. Let's say this time we just figured out the girl has no idea about her calendar. So and this time she has a discharge of a period of 9 days. So again, harizus v'gzava. She's only a suffix zava. Why suffix? She's seeing 9 days. Yeah, shemesh naim koy may need. Maybe the first 2 days were the last days of a ziva again, which doesn't make her into a zava gedayla because they don't combine like the Rama says with the days of nida. So maybe the first 2 days were right before the days of nida. Then v'shivish al nida. Then the 7 days of nida, which is automatic, but she's seeing a discharge through those days, and that's 9 days. So maybe she's not a zava. So umeschelus limnes achad asa yom. So what she does is she starts counting 11 days. Ma'achar hatisha shapasik adam. After those 9 days, when she stopped her flow of blood, where she completed her 7 days of nida during those 9 days, then she'll start counting 11 days of ziva. V'chinim rasa achad asa yom. So too, if let's say she had a discharge for 11 days. Again, there is a suffix zava. She's only still a suffix zava because shemesh naim kodim nida. Maybe the first 2 days are the days right before the days of nida, and then v'shivish al nida, you have the 7 days of nida, and v'shnaim shalacha nida. Then you have 2 days after nida, which she has not yet become a zava gedayla. So v'nishal amimei ziva satisha. So you remain from the days of ziva a period of 9 days, because the first 2 days obviously had to be at least again. If we're making as if maybe she's a nida. So if we want to reset the cycle, so the first 2 days were obviously the last 2 days of those 11 days, those last 2 days, or the first 2 days of the days of Ziva, like we described, there were Shnayim Shel Achar Nida, and then you remain with 9 days of the 11 days of the days of Ziva, and then again, after that starts the days of Nida again. Halacha Chav, let's say Rosh Shnei Masayim, let's say she had a period for 12 days. Harizah Zav Vadais. So here is already, once you go from 11 to 12, here for sure she's definite as a zava, because shafila hayu mehem shnayim lefnei anida. Because even if you're going to say, okay, maybe the first 2 days were the days right before nida, the last days of zava, so she didn't become a zava then. But shabbos nida, you have the 7 days of nida, but still harish shleish lach anida, then you automatically have at least 3 days after the nida, so that's making her a zava gedayla. And the yishavla mehmei ziva sashmai. Now you left with, from the 11 days of ziva, you left with 8 days of days of ziva. And v'chein rasa shleish asim. So if she has a flow of blood for 13 days, it's going to be the same thing. You for sure is zava gedayla. So yisharla mimei zivasa shiva. So you're left with the days of ziva, at least 7, which that's an important number, with 8 or 7, depending if she had a period of 12 or 13 days. V'heim yimei hasvira. Those are the days of counting, because here m'man avshach, all along we were saying maybe she's a nida. Here for sure she's a zava, but be that as it may, so you have at least 7 days left to the days of Ziva, and then you'll count 7 clean days, which you need because she, for sure in this case, is Zava Gedayla, and then you'll start over again the days of Nida. Now, Halach Chaval, let's say Mashcha B'riyas Adam Afila Rasa Elef Yom, let's say she had a long period, and it even went for 1,000 days. Ultimately, Kishri Yivasek Adam, when the blood stops, Sefer Shabbos Yom Nekim, she counts 7 clean days. V'achar HaShiva, Yaschila Yimei HaNida L'Zusha Ta'asa. Again, we're talking about a woman who lost her calendar, she doesn't know where she's at. The idea is we have to restart. Now, in the first cases, we were saying we weren't sure she nida, she's zava, so we have to suspect that maybe she's a nida. We got to go through those days of nida and then get to the days of ziva afterwards. And the last case, we said we know for sure she's a zava. Okay, so it's from the days of ziva, and then you count the remaining days you have as shivin nikiyim. And here, where you went past, you like went on for a long time, 1,000 days, whatever it is, when you stop, then you count shivin nikiyim, because for sure you became a zava gedayla. You have to wait 7 clean days. And then you start over the days of nida for the one who made the error, where after the shivin nikiyim you start a new count. Because again, in general, we don't go like that. The Rambam holds 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, no matter what's going on with the woman's body. Here we lost track. Okay, we reset after the shivin nikiyim. She finished her days of ziva, then she starts over the days of nida. So says Rambam, halacha rabbeit hinil mata. So you learn as follows. Shekala taya, any woman that makes this error, this mistake, ein ha'mayna mishyivsek adam pachas mishiva. She's not going to start counting the cycle over again, the reset button, for when the blood stops, cannot be less than 7 days. Because even if she sees 1 or 2 days, maybe she's a nida, and she has to supplement the 7, as we said before. But neither is it going to be more than 17, because if she sees one day and she stops, so she has to count 7 days, because 17 days, because you have six to supplement the days of Nida, and then the next 11 days of the Ziva. So it comes out from this period of Nida to the next time for this woman who made a mistake will be 17 days. And if she sees more than that, again, so then the days of Nida are included in those 17 days according to the calculation, then you ultimately make the calculation, as we said in all the previous halachas, based on that proportionally. And then you get to the days of Nida. As Ram says, Kate said, he gives an example. He says, Rasu Yimecha, the Pasuk Adam. Let's say this woman who has no clue about her calendar. And she has a period one day in Pasuk Adam, and the blood stopped that day. So Meinishabasa, she counts 17 days. Why? She Shalatash Midas. So we don't know, is she during the days of Nida, during the days of Ziva? So she counts 6 days to complete her 7 days of Nida. And the next 11 days are the days of Ziva. And then Bivayiminidasa. And then she comes back to the days of her Nida, which again, that's 17 days. Now, but let's say she had a period of 13 days or more. Oh, then, as we said, the least is 7 days. Then we already know where she's at to restart. We already know she went through the days of Nida, and she's most definitely as a Zava, because it goes Nida, Zava, Nida, Zava. You have to start with Nida. We know for sure we went through that. As we said, the numbers already, surpassed that she's already definitely had to be a Zava Gedela. So then, minus Shiva, Meshiva, Sekedam, all you have to count are 7 days for the Shiva Nikiyam when she stopped having the blood, the Yvonne Main and Dust, and then she's going to start over the days of Nida, so that's the minimum of 7, and the other one is the maximum of 17, Kamesh Rianu, like we explained.